this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Merry Christmas Eve edition of Animal World. Yeah, we're live, and we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And there's some really cute videos and photographs and stuff. There's a... One of the cutest cat videos I've ever seen. And it's a big old tabby cat laying on his belly, kind of propped up. And he's holding a baby bottle in his mouth and drinking from this baby bottle. And oh my gosh, it's the cutest darn thing you've ever seen. I just absolutely adore it. And then there's a really cute video of a golden retriever walking herself home. I mean, and I've never seen anything like this. There's the kitty. So we can, Nathan can, oh, that's our Christmas stuff. But there we go. There we go. Now watch this golden retriever. Okay. This golden retriever, it's got its mouth and its harness in front, and it's pulling itself all the way home. The caption is, "Look, I brought myself home." So watch, she gets in and gets up on the furniture and then sits down and then drops her harness, takes her mouth out of her harness. But the dog actually was out in the road all by herself, and she just grabs onto her harness and then drags herself home. Anyway, if you haven't seen the cute videos and that one, and I know, and Nathan, you're more a dog person than a cat person, but you got to admit that cat, that guy. I mean, is that cute when that gets going? Because it is a video, so you can see him actually. I mean, look at that. Is that the cutest darn cat or what?
Looks just like you took a little infant and put it into a very lifelike cat suit and had infants drinking out of the bottle.
Yeah, so cute. I'd adopt that cat in a heartbeat. Man, I mean, I love tabby cats. They're like my second to Abyssinians. But, oh, I mean, what a cute guy and those big old feet sticking up in the air. Man, nothing cuter than a cat holding his own baby bottle. God, he's cute. All right. So I could do jingle cats and just look at animal videos all day, except that we've got such wonderful guests today. It is Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. Gosh, Mercury's in retrograde, and I'm not, don't remember how long. And that, of course, would be, Nathan Miller's here. And oh, we might as well get this discussion going, just so you know. Zooming in from the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline is our premier sound healer. Jude Ponton is back. Good morning, Jude, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you, Martha. Shanti was very interested in the jingle cats and the doggies.
Oh, now Shanti is your standard poodle.
She was, and she came running right in here right away.
Well, and I wondered if Moon Pie was in earshot, because that's your kitty. Now, she's on the shy side, but I have to tell you, because what I thought about when the Jingle Cats came on, and we have you on, the first time my Abyssinians heard the Jingle Cats, they just went ape crazy. I mean, they went nuts. They were bouncing off the walls and Halloween cats, because they were sure the house was permeated with cats. It was really funny. But Shanti just heard the kitties and dogs and came in, was interested, huh?
She was very interested in the dogs.
All right. Well, I'm absolutely delighted. It has been a long time. But I had realized why I was feeling so much better about the holiday. I mean, it's always been one of my favorite holidays. But the last couple of years, you know, we've kind of got a little damper on things because of everything that's gone down at this time of the year. And boy, this is an especially tough month for you. So I'm really grateful that first of all, that you're able to be with us. And just so, you know, folks, you know, our beloved Paul, you know, Jude's husband, kind of like Bill, she lost him, the last few years. But it was, I think, the second year, into the second year of COVID. I can't remember the first year of COVID, but he was one of the first get it.
2020, December.
So it was right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, obviously unexpected, very sudden. December was a big month for you anyway, because it's your anniversary, wedding anniversary month.
It was our 50th anniversary.
Yeah. And just so you know, and Jude and Paul had one of those incredible relationships where pretty much, I mean, they were like high school type sweethearts. You know, they started early on in their relationship and was like, they were together like 24/7 for like 50 years. That's a tough one. And, and we were talking to Helen about, you know, her losing Bill. But gosh, I don't know if you heard our discussion, Jude, with Helen.
I heard the beginning part. I didn't hear the end, but I heard when she was talking about about all the stuff she's been through recently and about this wonderful book that I'm so excited to get a hold of.
Right. But where Nathan and I were talking about when she talks about she talks about her and Bill, it's like he's still with her, you know, and he's still there together. And I feel the same way about you and Paul, that you'll always be together and that he's strongly around in the work that you do.
He's in every session and every class. And, you know, it's just hard because I can't talk to him and.
Anyway, so this is anniversary month, but also his passing was just 2 days after Christmas. You know, it was the 27th. So it's a huge thing that Jude is back, because when, you know, Jude and Paul did the show regularly once a month for years. And, oh, gosh, another thing is that up until Paul's passing, well, just before, you guys were always our Christmas show. I just remember that again, that the show we would do the closest to Christmas, you and Paul would come in and would do sound healings for everyone, a sound bath for all of us, but you were our Christmas tradition.
Right, and that's partly because we were the only ones you could get to sing Christmas carols with you.
Yeah, you were the only ones that would sing the Christmas carols and all of that, but we did have a great time. But we weren't able to do that show the last year because you guys had just gotten COVID. And and so it's been a while. Now, when in the past, when they were on the show with us, they had a big van and would put all the sound stuff that they could in the van and bring it all to the studio. And they would do the sound healing in the studio with us. Well, Jude doesn't drive. You know, and all of that. And we really couldn't figure out how to do it. But the good news is over this couple of years or so, Jude has become pretty technical. I mean, that used to be Paul's department and all of that. But Jude's had to pick up some of the balls that he used to juggle, and one of them is the technical thing. Well, she's gotten pretty good at Zooming, and she's teaching now via Zoom and doing classes and students and all that sort of stuff. So, and also I think, you know, enough time has passed and you've healed enough that you were ready to come back. And so I'm just delighted that we get to have you on Christmas Eve again. We're going to close out the show today. Jude is going to do us a Christmas Eve, Christmas sound bath blessing with the gong. So that'll be the last 5-10 minutes of the show. In the meantime, we're going to chat about this sound healing work. And for any of you that, you know, haven't been around long enough to know what this is all about, that's where we'll start. But then it occurred to me that we would love to be able to do, you know, regular healing for you all with Jude on the show again. And so we thought we'd experiment with that a little bit today. So if there's any of you that aren't up to your eyeballs in Christmas Eve stuff getting ready and want to call in, and especially if you could use a little sound healing adjustment to better get along with family or whatever's going on, if you need a little balancing and so forth, we're going to open up the phone lines. So if you have time and you would like to have a healing, it would be a great little experiment for us, because we'll be able to see how it works here on Zoom and if the sound comes out well, and this is an effective way to do this. So I'm going to open up phone lines, and if you're available, we'd love you to give us a call. Local phone number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And I'm sure there's got to be some of our regulars out there that have a few minutes and could use a sound healing. So I'm looking forward to your phone calls shortly. In the meantime, gosh, a lot of changes in the last few years, Jude. And it used to be that Whispering Dragon Center, you know, was in an official office building and so forth. And we would come in to the office. But now you have moved into a small house, and the Whispering Dragon Center is in your home. And I have to say, I just think that's been a great improvement, because the neighborhood's much more peaceful. Parking's a piece of cake. It was a pain in the other place. And it's so much quieter and more peaceful. And I find the energy is stronger in the gong room and so forth. And are you liking the energy of being, having the Whispering Dragon Center in your home?
Oh, it's great. I was concerned about the room because there's a lot of gongs to get in here.
Yeah.
But I have a really good friend and colleague that's been a friend of mine for a really long time, and she came to visit, and she's kind of a traveling gong person, so she knows how to configure these spaces really well. Uh-huh. And so we figured out how to get everything in here, and to my immense surprise, even though it's kind of a smaller room with lower ceilings, the sound is really good. It's much better than it was in the other space.
It is. And when we're talking gongs, we're talking gongs. Now, first of all, how many gongs do you have?
18.
Okay. And we're talking these gongs, the majority of them are like 3 feet in diameter or bigger.
Well, we've got some that are like 2 feet across and some that are three. But yeah, they're symphonic size gongs. I mean, they're big gongs.
All right. And can you just give us a quick idea, because what you do here on the air would be more of the sound healing work. You also do chiropractic, but not the cracking kind of chiropractics, and we can talk about that later. You use the energy of the gongs, and then you're also an acupuncturist, but you don't often use needles. You do acutonics, which is using the tuning forks. So can you kind of describe the sound healing with the gongs and the forks and what this is all about?
Well, so the whole idea of working with sound is that everything has a resonant frequency that it operates the most efficiently at. So that's everything in the universe. It's a sound-based universe. And so all of the tissues and organs in our bodies and all of the field around our bodies has its best resonant frequency. And when something's happening that's off, whether it's physical or emotional or spiritual or financial, there's something off in the resonance. And so part of what happens, most of what happens, is that we use the resonances to bring things back into their best resonant frequency. And these frequencies that I use are in the acutonic system are based on the orbital and rotational frequencies of the planets. And so this is cosmic energy that's in the field all the time. But what we're really doing is calling it in a very specific way, and then applying the forks to the acupuncture points really directs the sound to doing, you know, its best work. And
okay.
So, it's a complex kind of thing, and it's very layered, and you're looking at all different kinds of ways of approaching what an imbalance comes from. But I mean, that in a nutshell, sort of that's what's happening, is that you're trying to bring people back into their best resonant alignment.
All right. So what I can tell you is having phone callers is not going to be a problem today. Nathan has lotuses up here, and so this is going to be really cool. I'm eager to get to this. We've got to take care of advertisers first, but then we're going to get to the phone lines, and Sim in Seattle is going to have the honor of being the first sound healing on the air that we do. And then Alyssa in Redmond will be the second one. And we're eager to see how this works. And you need to know that you all kind of have to bear with us, because this is an experiment. And the first thing that's going to be an issue is that when Jude is doing the work for you, normally Paul and I would describe what's going on, so I would describe. But what Nathan has already told me is that when Jude is working, she's the only one that can describe what's going on, because if I talk, it will cut off the stream of hearing her. Isn't that right, Nathan?
That's correct.
Okay. So y'all know, or maybe you don't, y'all know how tough it is for me to shut up and not talk. That's why I do radio. You know, we could have nothing. The whole show could go out the window at the last second. And I could talk for 3 hours about animals without any problem. Okay. So keeping my mouth shut is not easy.
Thankfully, I got the mute button.
Well, that's what we just so you know, Nathan has the mute button. And if I forget and start, he'll mute me. So that'll be the issue. So everybody think good thoughts that we're going to be able to pull this off and it's going to work well enough. So then we can do more of this down the line. So stay right where you are. We're going to take care of advertisers and then we'll come right back. And Sim, you're going to get the first treatment on the air. And then Alyssa, you're up. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More with Jude Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle right here on our Shoreline right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Oh, I love them, love them, love them. All right, it's the Jingle Cats and me, Martha, and thank you for spending your Sunday Christmas Eve morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard again from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best dog supplement there, NuPro powder. It comes in the gold, which is just the skin and hair coat version. The silver has the glucosamine and chondroitin for joint support as well as the skin and hair coat. And boy, does it work wonders for producing phenomenal coats on your dogs and keeping the hair on them instead of falling off all the time. So Nupro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O supplements.com. You can check them all out on the website. They're all available on Amazon and the dog products you can often find in your local pet store. And then we heard from Natasha Venter, our medium animal awareness personal awareness coach, general psychic gal. She's available for private readings. She also does her podcasts at 4 o'clock every Wednesday. Her YouTube channel where you can access all that stuff is Natasha Venter. Natasha Venter AC, because her website is angelicclarifications.com. Or you can just give her a call at 360-770-2836. 360-770-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to become a member of our Animal World family. And if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. It is our first show back with Jude Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Whispering Dragon Center is her home, in her home now, and she's zooming in from the Whispering Dragon Center. Good morning again, Jude.
Good morning.
And I see you enjoyed the Jingle Cats. Is Shanti still enjoying them? Or
she's, I don't know where she is right now.
Oh, okay. So she left the room. All right. So I think, you know, we've chatted a little bit about, you know, the sound healing and resonance and so forth. I was just going to tell everybody, if you're unfamiliar with this work, you know, and weren't around when we used to do the shows and all of that, or if you just want to know what the gongs look like and all of that, you can get a pretty good idea because Jude has posted a number of, you know, sound baths and so forth, which you can find. Are they on the Whispering Dragon website and Facebook?
They're not on the website yet. I have somebody that I'm working with right now to overhaul the website because it needs renewing. And
gotcha. Okay.
The Facebook page.
Okay, so go to Facebook and Whispering Dragon Center.
Right.
And then that the page will come up, and then you can see the sound healing room and the gongs and forks and stuff. So you'll have an idea of what it looks like.
Yeah, and okay. I just posted a winter solstice attunement, so it should be, you know, fairly close.
So aside from the sound bath and attunement she's going to do today for us for Christmas Eve, you can also go to the Facebook page and get the winter solstice attunement. All right, so. Now begins the grand experiment because is everybody ready? Jude, you're ready. Nathan, we're ready. Let's do some phone calls and see if we can pull this off. So first up, the honor of being the first on-air sound healing would be Sim in Seattle. Good morning, Sim, and welcome to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're a guinea pig, you know?
I wanted to ask about my foot.
Oh, okay. So Jude Ponton is with us. So Jude is here. So something's going on in your foot, and that's what you'd like some help with today?
Yes. I don't know why, but when I'm at home, my foot starts being in pain for a while. And when I'm working Quincy, it goes away. So I don't know what is causing it.
Okay, right or left foot?
Left foot.
Left foot. And Jude, what would you like to know about it before you get started with her?
So it was a little fuzzy. You said that it's doing what?
I think she said it comes and goes. So Sim, tell us about the foot pain again.
It hurts on the arch of it. I mean the middle left side of the left foot.
Middle left side of the left foot, but it's not constant. It comes and goes.
That's right. When I'm working in Quincy, where I work, it goes away, and when I come back home, it comes back. So I don't.
Wasn't that interesting? Are you hearing that, Jude? That when she goes to work in Quincy, the pain goes away, but when she comes back home, the pain comes back.
Okay. So question. So when you're working, are you standing or sitting or what?
The one thing I noticed is that I do have a lot of walking in gravel, and that might be what helps. Walking in gravel might be what helps.
So when you're working, you're walking in gravel? Is that what you're saying?
I have a lot of gravel that I walk from to get to one place, from one place to another. And I think that seems to help.
So, but that's when it's not hurting.
That's exactly when it's better, yes.
But so when you're at home, what are you doing? Are you that you notice the pain? Are you sitting? Are you standing? Are you walking?
I notice it when I'm walking.
Okay. And you said that it's on the big toe side of your left foot?
No.
No, the outside. Outside
the
middle.
Middle of the left side of the left foot.
So the outer side, the sort of little toe side.
Yeah.
Correct. But it's on not on the between the toe and the heel.
Yeah. In the middle on the left side.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a fix for what channel it is, and it's I'm not clear exactly. So it's in the heel?
No, it's on the side.
It's on the side. It's not on the heel and it's not on the toes. It's right halfway through.
It's like kind of in the arch area, but on the outside of the foot.
But not on the arch.
Somewhere between the toe and the ankle bone.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the quality of it? Is it like an ache or a sharp pain or is it stabbing?
It just hurts when I walk on it. And when I feel it, it feels like it's hard right there. And the other side does not feel that way.
So okay. it's not an achy pain. It's a sharper pain.
No, it's just a pain. I don't know.
It's just a pain.
It just makes it so I have to pay attention when I'm stepping on it.
And then the other question I have is that: are you wearing different shoes on your feet when you're at work and when you're at home?
I don't know that it matters, the shoes. I've tried different shoes, but it didn't seem to be part
Make
of the problem because the same shoes that I've been wearing at work, I wore at the previous job, and I had that, and I did have the pain in the previous job, which was in a parking lot.
Huh. Okay.
So, because this sounds like, I'm not sure, but because it sounds like it's on the bladder channel, are you having any urinary issues at all?
Not that I know of.
You'd know. So it sounds to me just like there's stuck energy there. And the reason that it happens at home and not at work, I'm not sure of, although it may get aggravated by walking on the gravel and then there's a lag time. So what I'm going to do is just try to kind of open that area and disperse what seems like feels like it must be stuck energy to me. And maybe a little bit of something around the field of the foot. So,
okay. So before you get started, when you start doing this, Jude, you're going to be using the Accutonic forks and gongs and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, maybe not gongs for this, but
okay. And just forks
and probably a bowl or two.
Okay. So it could be
maybe a gong, actually.
Maybe Tibetan bowls, maybe forks, or whatever she's going to do. I am going to step away from my microphone or turn it around because I have to be absolutely quiet or I'll mess up the detail because that interrupts the stream. So if I'm not, Nathan's going to mute me. So as soon as Jude gets started, I'm quiet and then we'll see how this goes and regroup when we're done. Does that sound good, Nathan? All right, Kim, are you ready? Or Sim?
Yes.
All right, Sim, I'm turning you over. Jude, it's all yours.
Okay, so I'm doing two forks.
And Jude, did you get your little button pressed? I just want to make sure.
Did I what?
The original sound, you got that on?
It's not on, but I can put it on. Not that they're going to hear the forks probably very much, but... So I'm using forks to do opening. So we're going to kind of create an opening in that area. And actually what it feels like to me now that I'm doing this is that I want to open a little bit higher up around the ankle because there seems to be something feels a little stuck there. And now I'm going to use a different combination that kind of moves the energy a little bit more. And again, I'm gonna work up a little higher, like around the ankle. Also, and then I'm gonna work with some forks that are kind of higher frequency, and that's like in the field, kind of close to where your foot is, but just in the field around it. And now, just because this is what showed up to do, I'm gonna do like both of your feet on the bottoms of your feet. There's a point that I always do kind of for grounding, and it just felt like that would be useful. These are ohm forks. So they're kind of balancing and grounding and harmonizing. And I'm gonna do a couple of gongs that create that same sort of opening. And a bowl, kind of around your, all the way around your foot. So the other thing that sort of shows up is that maybe it would be really good to, I don't know if you've done anything else for this, but using like an Epsom salt soak for that foot to help promote circulation and to relieve inflammation would be really good. But that sound-wise, that feels right for about now.
All right, so you're done with the healing. So that went pretty good, huh? Because I could hear the sounds in my ears and stuff. So Sim, did you hear Jude saying about the Epsom salt baths for your foot?
Yes, I'll try that.
And how often should she do an Epsom salt soak, Jude?
Well, I think while it's being really active, she could do it every day or every other day. And if she has a little, if you have any essential oil of lavender, just a couple of drops of that in the water would also be good because it's really soothing.
Okay. I don't know that I have that, but I know that there's lavender growing at Neighbors. So I could just take a little bit of lavender and put it in the water.
That'd be great.
All right. So Sim, hopefully this, you'll notice some improvement here.
Thank you so much.
It looks like we're going to be able to work this out. So we should be able to start doing more sound healing shows as we work out the bugs here. So, Sim, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. And Merry Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. All righty. We get to do another call, but we got to take care of our advertisers before we do that. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. Alyssa, you're next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hello, this is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Insightful Conversations on New Year's Eve, December 31st at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, and hear all about the astrology for 2024 ahead, featuring a great special guest panel with Michael Bartlett and Justin Crockett Elsie. So come journey with us on New Year's Eve on Talk Cosmos, December 31st, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down our Christmas Eve edition of Animal World, but boy, it's been fun to be here, and what fun we've been having. We heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. He's got the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program available, and he's available for remote treatments for your animals or you, and he always does a free telephone evaluation, so just go to Animal Healing Center, or healingministryforanimals.com and click on the quick contact and he will be happy to arrange a phone call with you. Then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you need help with your dog friends, I specialize in seeing you once and solving all your problems really fast. I always do a free telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has trouble with their animal or dogs, give me a call. 360-217-7258. I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. And of course, Whispering Dragon Center in Jude's home in Shoreline. You're hearing it now on the air, and you can check it out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, but you can see the videos and the gongs on the Facebook page, Whispering Dragon Center. And you can give Jude a call if you need to at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. We are back to Animal World. We've got one more caller to go, and that would be Alyssa in Redmond. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude Ponton.
Well, hello. Thanks for welcoming me, and good to see Jude is back again. We missed you, Jude.
Oh, hi.
So what would you like Jude to work on for you today, Alyssa?
So I had to get a tooth taken out about a month ago, and it seems a little odd, but it's still swollen.
Wow.
So I was hoping that maybe she could take a look at that.
Okay. Upper, lower, right side, or left?
Left lower, like back molar.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right.
So you don't need to know anymore? You're ready to go, Jude?
Yeah, you said it was a month ago?
Yes, just about four or five weeks ago.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to turn my microphone around and shut up. So, Jude, it's you are in charge.
Okay. So I'm going to do one of the what's called extraordinary vessels, and it goes along the side of the body and through the side of the face, and so it's really effective for those things that that affect the side of the face and the side of the mouth. So I'm going to do an om, what's called a new moon fifth, which is a new moon fork and an om fork at two different points that open that channel. And then I'm going to do Chiron, which is a sort of healing energy, along with Saturn. And the reason for choosing Saturn is that Saturn has a correspondence to the teeth. Also to bone and structure and like that, but it does have a relationship to the teeth. And then we're just gonna do like two octaves of the om to bring it into sort of grounding and harmony. So the low om and the middle om. And then I'm just going to quickly balance another extraordinary vessel just across the other side that that has a relationship to the mouth, just in general. It goes through that area, and I'm just trying to sort of balance it out. Then I'm going to do it's called a zodiac third. It's a zodiac earth fork and the om fork. And this is a really moving combination, and I'm doing it on a point between the thumb and the first finger, which is a point that's the command point for the face. And so we use it a lot for toothaches and tooth things and sinus things and like that. And I think that I want to do a bowl. Kind of in the field, sort of around where the upper part of your body. And then I'm going to do the same two gongs, the om and the new moon. And I think I'm actually going to jump over and do the healing of Chiron gong. Ground your energy with the low ohms on your feet. And I think that should, feels like that's complete.
Wonderful. Alyssa, how do you feel?
Well, I seem to be feeling pretty good, so.
All right. Well, it'll be fun to see because it's been a while, and you would call in often in the past, so it'll be interesting. We'd like to hear back from you and how you're doing after your treatment.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, it was good to hear from you.
Yeah, well, when I saw the Facebook post, I was excited. I was like, okay, gonna have to tune in, Helen and Jude. Woo!
All right. Well, so glad you were here, and thanks for calling Animal World. And you have a very Merry Christmas Eve and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Take care,
all right.
Everyone.
Thanks, Alyssa. God bless. Bye bye. All right, we are about out of time, so that means we are going to turn it over again to Jude, and she's going to use the bowls and the gongs and all that stuff to do. Well, what is it that you're going to do, Jude? What is our gift from you today?
Well, I think we're just going to do some opening and some harmonizing and balancing polarities. So non-duality, bringing things into unity.
Okay. So you've got, like 3 minutes or so for this. And I think we can hear the gongs pretty well, but you're the only one that could speak. I have to be quiet.
Okay. Well, I'm not really going to speak. I'm just going to kind of play. So.
Okay. All right. But I think we'll be hear that okay. All right. So I'm gonna shut up now. And this is our sound healing from Jude. All right. Wow. I almost got carried away and I forgot to come back because I was so enjoying the gongs. All right, everybody. Many blessings. Jude, thank you so much. I'm just so delighted that you're back, that we were able to do this. And man, I think it went pretty well. Yeah, hearts to you too, and I'm real pleased. So I think we can build on this, and we'll be able to do this on a regular basis. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And anyway, you have a wonderful Christmas Eve, and Merry Christmas to you. And of course, I'll be talking to you soon. Yeah. But thank you so much for spending this time with us today in this wonderful
Martha,
gift.
Thank you, Nathan. Blessings to everyone. Happy, happy, happy.
All right. So just so you know, when I decided I needed to do a live show on Christmas Eve, I turned it over to the Divine Mother and said, I don't know what to do. What should we do? She's a pretty good planner. What a great show she put together. Thank you, Helen Thayer. Thank you, Jude Ponton. Next week, encore presentation. Tune in to hear our last healing show with Dr. Nils and Linda. And you can get surrogate healings by listening and following along to Linda's instructions. And then I will be back again live on the first Sunday of January, holy mackerel, 2024, you believe it? And we'll do Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And so I want you all to have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Take care of your animal friends. Always keep them in mind. Nathan, thank you so much. And Merry Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to you and hugs to your family, especially your mom and Abby. To Jude, too. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and have a very, very, very Merry Christmas Eve, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. And I will talk to you again next year.